Here's the question for you this morning. Before we get to questions without notice, will Bevo buckle? He's been bristling Bevo. At the suggestion of the conversation around why he's not playing Jamara Ugle-Hagan at the moment. The Dogs want to downplay the whole thing. Is it backfiring on them at the moment? Have a look at that Herald Sun story about the bloke that hasn't played yet and the stories about why he hasn't played yet. Joan Ralph's written the story, by the way.
You think the more he doesn't play, the more...
It's a bigger story, the more he doesn't play. Bevo needs to play him and say, look, there, I told you so. He's not quite ready yet, if that's the case.
Let's have a listen to what Marcus Bontempelli had to say. He had some advice for the number one pick, Jamara Ugle-Hagan.
Your thinking and your feelings, continue to sort of voice them, I guess, is important. You've got to obviously have outlets for people that you can talk to about the challenges that you face. And as one of his mates, and obviously as the captain of the footy club, I'll always be that for him, and he knows that. But I think it's just continue to sort of take it day by day-ish. Like, it's hard to... I'm sure he wanted to come in and play straight away and have an impact, but sometimes your footy career is sort of non-linear. You do have to take a bit of a different journey at times.
You do. And all good advice from a number four pick, I think the Bont was, who has been through it. And
what's the relevance then? Okay, you tell me. What the relevance of this line in the article from John Ralph is this morning. Ugle-Hagan strolled to the front of a nightclub queue over summer and was noted demanding entry with the famous old line, but was quickly put back in his box.
Well, is he intimating that he's ahead of himself and without having
clearly,
done...
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, look, I do not know that to be true. I don't know. I never met Jamara. What I do know and what my experience tells me is footy clubs are the best places if you are, and I'm not saying he is, but if there is a little overconfidence, that it gets fixed pretty quickly. We spin footy clubs. You know that. You know what environments are like. Yep. They're pretty – sometimes they can be overly brutal, and I guess in this new day and age, people would look at it and say, you can't be doing that, but it's held – you know, people in good stead for a long time, and he'll sort it out. He's a smart kid. He'll sort it out. He's a talented kid. He's playing in the VFL. He's getting great experience. Riley Thilthorpe played 5 or 6 for Adelaide, came in and kicked 5. He's playing with a team who weren't undefeated.
Yep.
Jamara Ugle-Hagan's playing with a team who, up until the weekend, we hadn't lost a game.
That's right. And Bevo continues to say, and he said again on Friday night, that one aspect of his game is his defence, saying every player needed to buy into the off-ball setup when they played for the Dogs, and that's something that he's not able to do yet. Maybe physically he can't do that. Maybe he doesn't have the endurance. Maybe he doesn't have the wherewithal to be able to do that now, and they're waiting for him to be able to demonstrate that at a lower level. That's completely understandable.
But it is... There's no... I don't know if Bevo just gets... agitated with it because I can't imagine what it's like as a coach when you keep getting asked the same thing over and over and over. But it comes with the territory.
He's the number one pick, effectively, in the country.
It comes with the territory. Yeah. So they'll sort it out, and they're going to have a player. They've got a player on their hands. And how good's it going to be when he does play? And
Long term, it's the best. I think it's the best thing for him to be, you know, he's a prodigious talent. To earn his spot in that team, to understand all the components that need to come together for you to be an AFL player at a club that's a very strong football club, I think it's going to serve him well long term.
Yeah. Well, and again, if you've got to be a VFL watcher, some people are saying here he's played, you know, one good game in the VFL. Well, my mail is he's...
His numbers aren't off the charts in any way.
What he does at a level that... you know he's going to play, and that's what they took him at number one.
You've seen those players over the years too, haven't you? Like those guys that haven't really necessarily set the world on fire at VFL level.
100%.
But then when you put them up to the next level, it's like, oh, this is what I've been waiting for. Yeah. Now I can explode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you some of the things I can do.
Can we get Jamara on to have a yarn? Well, we'd love to, but I would imagine they'd be reasonably protective.
Well, they're trying to be, but... they can't control somebody having an editorial about him, and they can't control you and I having a conversation about him. Those things they can't control.
And he's socially, you know, I don't live in that space, but social media, like I'm told he's active or he's out there. And does that play a part in all of this?
I don't know. What's he actually putting out there on social media that they would be disappointed with?
Party pictures and all that stuff, which we all did.
You've got to live your life, don't you?
You've got to live your life. You're 18 years old. You've got to get out there and get amongst it. That wouldn't be held against you, would it?
I wouldn't have thought so.
This is not what he's doing, but unless you're getting out and getting smashed every weekend, then people might have something to say about it. But I'm sure he's not doing that because you'd hear about it. You can't get away with anything. Ian's from Bulleen. G'day, Ian.
How you going, boys?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, look, as a passionate footy lover, I watched a few Jamara Ugle-Hagan games. He won't get a game for Footscray this year unless he's playing against North or Collingwood or someone where it's they can ensure a win and just put him out there. He doesn't chase. He doesn't leave the 25 metres out of the square. He doesn't even break into a sprint. He's so far from it. There's no way he's getting a game this year.
Okay, that's great. So do you go and watch him in the VFL, yeah?
No, but when I've been on TV, I've been watching him, and he's miles from it.
Okay, that's fair enough. He might be. He might be. His defensive stuff mightn't be at the level that he wants, Luke Beveridge wants in his forward six, which is totally understandable.